Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Send them
raining
down.
Raining down. Here on the battleground.
For your glory.
For your glory.
We're taking
territory. Fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Waging war.
I promise.
hello, 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 family. How are we doing today?
I hope all is well. I'm having an issue with my computer. I'm supposed to be doing two blogs at the same time. So if you guys could just hold on, give me a couple minutes. I don't know what's going on with my computer. I don't understand this. I don't understand it. I hope everybody is doing okay. Let's see if I can restore my page. This is crazy. We got some great topics coming up here, if I can ever get on to my computer. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. This never happened before at the same time. Let's see. Well, you guys, let me give you the number to Blog Talk if you guys want to join me for Blog Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3682. Again, that number is 563-999-3682. You guys want to join me. And feel free to join in the conversation. I heard Brother Anthony's his blog talk last night, which was really super interesting, and I did a call. I did call in and talk to him a little bit about his show, which was really super interesting. I appreciate him allowing me the opportunity to join him in his show. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed it, and it was a great conversation. Want to talk a little bit, just a little bit, touch a little bit about that conversation. My computer is super slow. Facebook is having some issues from what I'm reading. And I don't know why I'm not able to get on to my StreamYard, because I do StreamYard also at the same time, and I do a YouTube live at the same time. And today it's giving me some problems, and it didn't give me problems earlier. And now it is. I don't know why. But we're going to still keep trying. Hang in there, family. Hang in there. Sometimes when you have these computers, they say it's better than man, but I don't know. Sometimes, let's see. Unmute. Check, check, check. Check, check, check. Unmute. Check, check, check. Trying to make sure that everything is going well here on my end. I hope it's not going to be I don't know what's going on here. This is crazy. I am so sorry, you guys. I am having the roughest time with this computer this morning, and I don't know why. I have no idea what is going on here. This is crazy. I'm on one thing. This is crazy, you guys. Excuse me. Well, we are going to talk about, if I could ever get in, we're going to talk about, let's continue on with the racism in America. How about that? Check, check, check. Racism in America. That's a big problem, and I don't think America is ready for what's coming. I don't think they're ready for what's coming. But it's coming regardless if they're ready or not. It's like, ready or not, here I come. That's what's going on right now. So they need to be ready for what's coming, because whether they like it or not, it's coming. It's here. I think I'm live now. Doop, doop, doop. Okay, I think I'm live. Yep, I'm on live. I do apologize for being late and for all this stammering.
but wanted to kind of come to you guys. And let's talk about this topic. This topic is just such an amazing topic, and we're going to talk about it. We are going to talk about it. You know, that there has been several activists in Louisville, Kentucky, Missouri, and they've come up missing. We're talking like maybe a total of six in the Michael Brown case, the activists, and also like two, I think, in Breonna's case. And then there's been a couple on the side. One young lady, she was 19, and her name is, oh, my God, I can't even pronounce it. It's O-L-U-W-A-T-O-Y-I-N, Salahu, S-A-L-U-A. I think that's the name of her. That's her name. That I can't pronounce it, so I'm not even gonna destroy this baby's name. But from my understanding, the FBI wants us to help them to identify the thugs, the terrorists that got into that the Capitol, right? But my thing is, you don't ever need our help in identifying Black people, but you need our help identifying. What in the world is going on here? This is crazy. I don't know what's going on with my live here today. I don't know. I'm having a rough time, you guys. Y'all bear with me today because I'm supposed to be, I don't know what's going on with this live today. I have no idea. It's all jumbled up. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. This thing is getting ready to end, and I've just started. Oh, my goodness. I have no idea what has just happened, but hopefully it'll keep recording even though I'm off, okay? I think it's so sad. I don't know what went on. This is crazy. Okay, I'm going to just keep going. So the FBI needs our help to identify the thug terrorists that broke into the Capitol building, that was climbing up the walls of a Capitol building. But they never seem to need our help when it's Black people. They never seem to need our help when it's Black folk who they say, or who they identify as Black extremists, right? They don't need help identifying them, which is a fake group that they've come up with, right? But they need help now identifying white thugs who have broken into the Capitol, who police kind of helped them into the Capitol building. You guys aren't going to tell me that the police were not involved in this. Yes, the police was involved, and we know they were involved, and it's so sad. Because we already know that the police have been infiltrated, but they don't think that we know. They want us to believe that the you know, and now they're changing and they're saying, oh, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it wasn't the Trump protesters, but we all know who they were. And I don't know why they want to sit up here and try to lie and say that we had everything to do with it. We had nothing to do with anything. We've not, that's not what we do. We don't go into, we're not going to go into a Capitol building because Black folk know that if it had been Black folk, we would have been dead. You know and I know that, if it had been Black people. So my thing is, with them trying to say, oh, this was Black folk, we're not buying that. If Black folk had nothing to do with it, and we know that, right? So we're not buying it. We're going to allow America to continue to fix their racism problem, because we know that there is a racism problem, and we're going to allow them to fix that problem, okay? We're not going to have nothing to do with that. Black folks stand down, let America do what they need to do, and let them fix their own problems, okay? We're going to continue on being who we are and doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that is it, okay? It's just so sad that the FBI, the same facility that wanted Martin Luther King to harass Martin Luther King and Fannie Lou Hamer and Malcolm X, and still today is probably still harassing Malcolm X
FairCon. And I'm looking at my computer, and my computer is going haywire here. I don't know what in the world is going on here. I have no idea what is going on here. This is so crazy. But I'm going to ignore it for now, and we'll take care of it later. This is ridiculous, but it's okay. We're going to, you know, move forward. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, you guys, hearing all that noise from my computer. But it's okay. We're talking about the same FBI that we always look to investigate different things that happen in the black community. Now, remember now, the investigations were supposed to happen with the Breonna case by the FBI. They're supposed to investigate. I think we need our own investigative team. I think we need our own foundational black investigating team, and we can call it FBI, but it's foundational black, okay? We need to investigate our own problems and our own directions, and we need to be investigating our own stuff. I don't think we need to be relying on the FBI to investigate anything for us, because just like the police who are saying that these six people didn't kill themselves, they're saying that it was suicide. Now, we know that these six activists did not murder themselves. We already know that. But they're going to say that it's suicide, because if I put any attention on it, then that's going to wake black folk up, and we're going to start watching and looking. But if white folk tell us, police officers especially tell us, oh, it's nothing to see over here, you go ahead and look that way. But let me just help you to understand that we know that the police officers have been infiltrated. We have a master trooper, Mark Melvia, who on his timeline stated that he was at the Trump protest or the riot. He stated he plugged himself, tagged himself in, and he said that he was there. Okay, so now he's on suspension, but we know that he's not the only one, right? We know, doggone well, that Mark Melvia is not the only police officer that was at that riot. We know that, but they think we don't know it. Okay, whatever. So, of course, he's on paid leave, and they're going to pay him while they investigate him. Now, if we had our own investigative team, we would suspend him without pay, and we are going to take our time to investigate, because if there is something called a code of behavior, he should have the code of behavior. Police officer is to do on and off duty. You have to still represent like you're on duty, right? That's not what he did. You don't have, you don't tag yourself and tell other people that you're at a Trump riot where they're protesting and they're rioting and they're killing people and they're running through the Capitol and, you know, they're climbing the walls. And, you know, why would you tag people and tell them you're there? You know what? I'm going to just laugh. I'm sorry, y'all. We got some of the smartest people on this earth who think they're the smartest ever, who are the biggest dummies. And if they could really see themselves right now, they would just not even want to be, they would not even want to be who they are. They would not even want to be, I'm sorry, because they are so ridiculous. How is it that you could be this stupid and not know? I'm sorry. How could you be so stupid but not even know that you're that dumb? Everybody in the world is looking at America, and we look like fools, and we're sitting up there thinking we're the greatest company. We're the greatest country. We're patriots, you know, just like Trump's daughter said. The American patriots. I'm sorry. This is crazy. This is so crazy to me, because these fools, they look so stupid right now. And they don't even know how stupid they're looking. Their time is done, family. Let's just sit back, get your bag of popcorn, and enjoy the show. Because right now, stand down. I am going to sit here, get my popcorn, and I'm going to watch these fools. Because this show is hilarious right now. I can be on the floor just rolling and just really having me a good old laugh right now. Because they are the biggest dummies ever. And they think they're the smartest. That's the sad part about it. They don't even know that they look stupid. They don't even know that they look dumb. They don't even know that they look like idiots. They don't even know that. How could you look so stupid? But I digress. We're going to move forward on what I really want to talk about. You know what? One more thing, you guys. Hold on. One more thing. Oh, I know. One more thing. I want the FBI. They said they need help. And they said they need help in face recognition. Now, I thought they had, like, on the TV, if they see all those faces. Now, when we watching the protesters on TV, they have face recognition, I'm sure, right? Why aren't they using the face recognition machine that they have? Or some of that poop that they, that I think they pooped all over Nancy Pelosi's desk, and they pooped in her office, and they said it was so much poop in the White House, in the Capitol building, that they could just do DNA tests off the poop that they found, right? What do you need our help for? I'm just saying. And the face recognition machine, does it not work on white faces, or is it just for black people? Oh, okay, I digress. I'm just asking these questions because the FBI asked us to, they needed some help from America in recognizing the rioters. Okay, FBI, okay, you need some help. But never when it's black people. Because that day, you guys know the day before the Trump fiasco, the charade, shenanigans, the riot, or whatever you want to call it, the thugs that broke into the right, the Capitol. You know the day before, Jacob Blake had a peaceful protest in regards to the officer that won't be charged for Jacob Blake's murder. Not murder, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. His shooting. Okay, they won't be charged. Okay, my thing is, you had National Guards there at a peaceful protest, but you didn't have them in D.C. at a riot that white folk did. Because why? That's very questionable, huh? I don't understand that. Or do you guys understand it? I understand it. Because guess what? They're not going to arrest any of those protests. They may arrest maybe, okay, you got 13 out of what? Thousands of people that you probably gave them misdemeanors and not felonies. Everybody out there that stepped foot under that property into that building should have felonies, period. And they should be getting at least 25 years. And I thought you couldn't take weapons into the Capitol building. And what about the police officer that was murdered? Who's going to pay for his murder? Everybody out there should be charged with that murder. Wouldn't they do that if it was black folks? Remember that one youngster that robbed, and I'm not saying he robbed the police officer. He didn't know it was a police officer. The guy was getting gas. The police officer was getting gas, plain clothes. I guess going home or going to work, plain clothes, whatever. And the young man robbed him. And he killed the young man, and all three of the people that was with him got charged for the murder, okay? So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're going to charge four youngsters for murder, then I think everybody in that that crossed into the Capitol should be arrested. I really believe that. They should be arrested and charged, and not just given a couple years. I think they should be given 20 years? Because guess what? If they were black, they would give them that many years. So why not? Why not give them that many years? I'm just saying. I digress from that. Whatever. I don't care about that. I don't care. You know what? America is still not willing or ready to face their fears. They're not ready to face their hate. They're not ready to face racism in this nasty, for God-forsaken country. Until this country is until this country is destroyed, America will never face all of the hate and all of the harm that they've done to black people. They will never admit it. They will never give you reparations, not willingly. They're going to have to be forced. And it's not that we will force anything. Yahshua is the one that fights for us. And right now he has them fighting against each other for what? Trump and Biden, the Trumpsters and the Biden people are going to be against one another, and they're doing a 1 million gun militia march on the 20th? Okay, let's see what happens then. This is going to be real exciting. This is why I tell you guys, family, get your popcorn and sit on the side and watch the show, because we're getting ready to see some real hoodlums. They call us hoodlums. They call us hoodlums, right? Okay, get your popcorn and let's watch the real hoodlums, the real thug terrorists, the real extremists get to work. Let's watch them, okay, because I'm getting ready to get my popcorn. I don't know about y'all, I'm going to be sitting right in front of my computer watching these fools, okay, because they really idiots. Okay, some more of a serious note.
I don't even know how I'm going to do this. Oh, boy. They are so funny. I'm sorry. They are the funniest ever. Oh, boy. Let me calm down because they just, when I think about them, I just want to roll on the floor because they are idiots. And they don't even know that how dumb they look. And the whole world. So how do you go to China? How do you go to other countries and you say, hey, we're gonna come in your country. We're gonna invade your country because you are doing stuff to humanity. How do you, as a country that's on TV public, that the whole world is, this is advertised over the whole world, right? So how do you go to somebody else and try to chastise them for something you can't even keep order in your own country? DM, welcome. Yes. Because of reparations and because of them not wanting to admit who we are and not wanting to admit to their hatred. Because the word says that I'll visit the fathers, the sins of the fathers, to the third and fourth generation, right? Okay, it's their turn. This is their turn. But how do you go to another country and want to chastise another country when you're doing the same thing or worse? You're not even chastising your own, but you want to chastise somebody else? But you got these white folks running around acting like thugs, terrorists, and they're not facing any consequences. So what? They may arrest two or three. They've arrested, what, 30, maybe 20? 20 out of thousands, and they're getting misdemeanors. They're not even getting charged with being terrorists. Because that's what they are. They're thug terrorists. Let's just call them terrorists, okay? They're terrorists, and they're not even being charged for being, you know, terrorists, okay? Even for police officers who vowed to protect, you had some of them there. One was the same trooper I just mentioned, Mark Malvia, okay? He's a master trooper, okay? Been on the force 13 years, okay? He needs to be fired, period. That's not what we condone, right? Or if you don't fire him, then that lets me know that that is what the state trooper condones. And just like the Capitol Police, the chief, he resigned because he was behind it. He didn't even call in the National Guard. Didn't even want the National Guard there. So what's going to happen to him? He resigned. Why wasn't he brought up on charges? It's a whole lot of other police officers that need to be brought up on charges. And why are they not being brought up on charges? Because, you know, Mark Malvia was not the only police trooper, state trooper, or police that was there. We know that there were other police officers there. We know that. This is nothing new. We knew other police officers there. Most of them weren't Trump supporters. They were Antifa infiltrators. You think so? I don't think so. I don't believe that. That's what the news told you. But I'm not going to believe the white media. I don't believe that. Most of them were Trump supporters. Well, I know a few of Trump supporters that said they were there, they were going, so they were Trump supporters. And it was being announced weeks in advance that Trump supporters were doing this. And just like on the 20th, they're saying it's going to happen again. They're saying we're looking for a militia to come to the inauguration, okay? So, yeah, we do know that they were Trump supporters. Don't believe what the news is telling you. Antifa might have been there. But guess what? Trump supporters were there, too. And that's what happens when you act like the terrorists. You invite everybody. And just like they say, oh, Black Lives Matter was there. Antifa was there. That's what they're saying. Black Lives Matter weren't there. I didn't see but five or six, maybe 10 black people. So that's not Black Lives Matter. You're not, you know, representing Black Lives Matter if it's only 10 people. But, yes, I do believe that Trump supporters were there because I know some that went, okay? And this officer here, he wasn't part of Antifa. What he said, Master Trooper said that he wanted to make America great again, okay? This is what he said. So I know that he was one of Trump supporters, okay? So we're not going to pass that lie along that they weren't Trump supporters. They were, because I knew a lot of them, okay? Because I listened to the, what you call them, right-wing, white folk, whatever. I listened to some of them just to hear what they're saying. I don't need to comment, but I'm just saying I listen because I like to know what my enemy is doing. Just like they like to hear and understand what we're doing over here, yeah, you need to listen to some of what's coming out of their mouth. And I'm telling you what, it's nothing good. But, yeah, they were Trump supporters, okay? So let's not put that out there, okay? I hope I'm still on Block Talk. I think I'm still on there. I hope I'm still on there.
this thing, Blog Talk is, I don't know what happened to Blog Talk, but we're going to keep on going, okay? Yeah, we're going to keep on going. The news is on the side of Antifa, so I didn't get it from the news. Picture of Antifa posing with Trump supporters, and there's audio too. Yes, okay, like I said, there are Trump supporters that were there, and Antifa, just like they infiltrate everything else, Antifa infiltrates the Black Lives Matter, did they not? Yeah, and they was the one pulling down the statues. Black Lives Matter were not the ones pulling down the statues. Antifa was pulling down the statues. So, yes, I do believe that that's why Trump has not really destroyed Antifa, because he knew that he was going to need Antifa, you know, for his rallying, okay? So I do believe that it is Trump supporters and Antifa. I think it's both. But I'm not going to say Trump supporters weren't there. They were there. I'm not going to give them, yeah, because I knew some of them that went. And unless they're part of Antifa, they were on that. They were on the ground, okay? Let's look at some of these cases. And when I say the title for today was murder-suicide, and what do I mean by that? I want to look back at the activists, that the six activists that died in the Michael Brown's case, and I want to look at the two that have died in the Breonna's case. I think, you know, police officers who do our investigating for us. Now, we've seen jet black men that are coming up hung right now, okay, and I know you know, and the whole wide world knows that black people do not commit suicide, and especially hanging. Who the hell you think gonna hang themselves? Now, that's not a black person's MO. That's not how we commit suicide. If we do, it's gonna be probably with a gun. It's not gonna be hanging. I don't know how to tie a noose, and I don't think a whole lot of black folk know how to tie nooses. And plus, one young man, Danye Jones, Melissa McKinney's son, he was 24, okay? And she found him hanging. He was one of the activists in the Missouri, okay, St. Louis, that was marching for Michael Brown. His mom was a very big activist, Melissa McKinley, okay? And in order to get her, they got her son. They wanted her. They wanted to hurt her, so they killed her son. And he was 24, and just the thought of it, just like, ooh. And she found him out in the backyard hanging on a tree. Now, how they did that and nobody heard anything, whoo, God knows, I don't know how that happened. But he was found hanging on a tree, and they said it was suicide. But, family, his pants was pulled down to his ankles, okay? And his fists were clutched, okay, tight, and he had a bruise on his face, or several bruises on his face. So I don't think it was suicide, but this is what they said. And because they say so, we have to believe it, right? Because they say so, we want to believe our people that don't like you, people that are causing injustice to us now, people that are murdering our unarmed babies, people that have vowed to protect and serve, we want to believe them because they say so. After their behavior and how they are acting toward black people, we want to believe they have investigated these murders. And they're going to say, oh, nothing to see here. It's all a suicide. But you had two activists that died kind of like the same way. One died, was in a car, and he was shot in the head, and the car was set on fire. But that's a suicide. And another one was, he was with two witnesses. Okay, now listen to this. He was with two witnesses, and I'm going to go into the names of it, but I'm just giving you what I know right now. The other one was with two witnesses, and the car, he was in the back seat of a car, and the two witnesses was in the front, and he made the statement, well, saying that he was depressed, and all of a sudden they said they heard some rumbling, and then they heard a shot. Now, suicide witnesses, my thing is, who were the witnesses? Were they friends? Were they police officers? Who were the witnesses? They never identified. Were they cousins? Were they family members? Or was they just friends? Or were they folks? Who were the witnesses that this guy was in the back of a car and he just shot himself while they driving down the street? Now, does that sound right to you? That don't sound right to me. If I'm going to commit suicide, I'm not going to be in the back of a driving, moving car. That makes no sense. And then the other story that they said was he was shot and the car was set on fire. Okay, so something just don't sound right to me with these activists dying. Now, you remember Joshua Brown, the one that testified against Amber Geiger in the Botham Jean case. He did not want to testify. He was very afraid for his life, and he even said it.
And he testified on Wednesday, and Friday he was dead. So to me, that speaks volumes. You're not going to tell me that it's suicide. Okay, you're not going to tell me that it was a bad drug bust that went bad. When the two guys that they arrested said that they came from Louisiana. So you mean to tell me that Joshua Brown, who testified, now you know they go through their backgrounds before they actually put them on stand, right? So you mean to tell me Joshua Brown, you didn't do any investigation, no investigating background on him, but all of a sudden he was a drug dealer, that two thugs came from Louisiana, bought drugs from him, the drug went bad, and they killed and shot him, and somebody said they shot him in the mouth. I don't know. I didn't have evidence of that. But if they shot this young man in the mouth, I really doubt that it was the two thugs that they arrested. Now, we've never heard any more about that case. So you're not going to tell me that it was the two people that they arrested. The police can do whatever they want. We know that, right? We've dealt with them long enough to know that they've infiltrated the police department. The Proud Boys, 3%ers, the Boogaloo Boys have infiltrated, and they are now posing as police officers. We know that. Let's stop acting dumb about that, black family. We know that they've been infiltrated. So now you want us to believe that all of these activists, okay, murdered themselves, committed suicide, or were shot by two thugs that came from Louisiana to buy drugs from Joshua Brown, and then the drug deal went bad. He didn't have any money on him, no drugs on him. So, and searched his apartment, no money. So you mean to tell me that we're going to believe that these people came from Louisiana, where the state, where it's legal to do marijuana legally, so you're going to come into a state of Texas and buy drugs from somebody in Texas where it's illegal? Does that make sense, family? That makes no sense to me. So because I say so and I'm white and I'm a police officer, I'm going to tell you that we got the suspect. We put this murder on two individuals that didn't have nothing to do with it, and we're going to send them to jail for something that they didn't do. But my thing is, what did it cost them? What did it cost them to say, okay, we'll take the blame? What was they offered? What are they going to get out of this deal of taking the fall and possibly get maybe serving 10 years? Are they going to get money after they come out of jail? Or are they going to be able to sue for being wrongfully convicted and they not go after the real murderers? Because that's what you knew was happening. You know that that's what's going on, right? Okay. This is not the first time somebody has taken the fall for a murder. Okay, Joshua, you know, and then what really pissed me off when the family got up hugging. Now, this boy gave his life for your brother, and you had the brother of Botham Jean hugging a murderer that murdered his brother, and then talking about, I want us to be friends, and talking about, can I give you a hug? Are you serious? Now, that right there was something out of a movie that a white person wrote. That's what it looked like to me. They're fighting to save their country. They're fighting to save their country. They're fighting to save their country. DM, I don't know if you're black or not, but you sure don't sound black. I'm just saying. I don't know. Something going on here. You don't sound black. Because the words you're using, okay, you need to straighten that up now because something's wrong here, DM. Okay, you don't sound black. I'm just saying. You sound like, I'm gonna leave that alone. Okay, I'm not going to go there. Okay, back to it. See, it's just some comments that's real fishy that I'm seeing from you, DM. Of course, Trump supporters were there because the Democrats are going to turn the country communist. They're fighting to save their country. Okay, that's something that white person, anyway. And then you say, okay. I'm going to leave that right there where it say, and then you say Trump supporters weren't there, but we all know they were. Okay, the news is on the side of the Antifa, so you didn't get it from the news. I've seen the picture that Antifa posing with Trump supporters, and there's an audio too. Yeah, I do believe, like I said, that Antifa was there, but I also do believe that Trumpsters were there also. So, yeah, anyway. Okay, so back to my activism. This is why I say that we need our own investigative team, okay? Because you're not going to tell me that all of these are suicides, okay? You had a reverend named Daryl Gray, okay? He found a 6-foot python in his car, okay? And another activist, Bashmir Bassam, Massari, I'm bad at names, you guys. He was found unresponsive on a bus. And they, you know what they said? They said he died of a fentanyl overdose, okay? Of course they're going to say that. Of course they're going to say that. Because this dude, Bastamir, he was, after the news, he said that he wanted to report it because the news weren't going to report the truth, okay? So he decided to be very vocal, and he wasn't black in this Michael Brown case, okay? He was very vocal, and you know they'll kill their own if they feel that you are race trading. They, you know, they'll kill their own. If they feel that you aren't standing up for your own and you trying to, you know, to take up a black vote, they will kill you. You know that. Okay, what happened to the woman in the boycott who was driving the black people when the bus, they did the bus boycott? And she was a white lady, married, had a husband, whole husband and some kids, and they shot her in the face because they felt that she was race trading and she was not on the side of her own. And they ended up murdering that woman, okay? So I'm just saying, okay? And you also, we have Darren Seals, right? Okay, now Darren Seals, he was the one that was 29. And then you had DeAndre Joshua, and that's the one, both were murdered under similar circumstances, okay? Joshua was found in a torch car. He was lit on fire, okay? And 2 years later, Darren Seals was found in a torch car also after being shot, okay? Now, you had a sergeant, Sean McGuire, that vowed to look into the death to see if they were connected. Now, we all know they were connected, but do you think that Sean McGuire, who was the sergeant in the police department, is going to say, hey, you know, you think they're going to really investigate people that, do you really believe that the police, okay, who's in on their, who's been infiltrated by the Boogaloo Boys, who's been infiltrated by the 3%ers, who's been infiltrated by the, you know, all these other right-wing groups. Do you really believe that they're going to investigate these and they're going to come out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, 3%ers did that. Oh, by the way, blah, 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 did that. No, they're going to, because I say so and because I look like a police and you don't know that we've been infiltrating the police, I'm going to get away with telling you it's suicide. Just like nationwide, we've had black men hanging on trees. And nationwide, they've all said it's suicide. You mean to tell me all these black men commit suicide? The one that killed himself, you found one that was hanging in the back of his trailer. He was like 20, 21 from Charlotte. And you had a woman, a black woman who was driving the trailer. She was found dead in her trailer, okay, probably poisoned from some fucking food she probably ate. And then that she was a truck driver. Then you see another one, he hung himself outside of his hotel room. Okay, who does that? You're in a hotel room. Where'd you hang yourself at? You're over the gate, over the railing? What? Who does that? Nobody see anything? Are you serious? Are you freaking kidding me? Nobody sees anything. And then another one was hung, and he was hung, and the family asked, I think he was hung at the basketball court or something, and the family asked, was there a ladder there? What was there? How could he get the rope? How did he hang himself? What? How do you hang yourself by yourself? With no, you don't have no step ladder, no stool, no nothing was there to help you to get up to where you need to be enough to hang yourself. Family, I'm telling you, we need our own investigative team. We really do. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell me that these, you know, these St. Louis, Missouri murders, they were murders, and I do believe that they were murders. I'm going to say murder or suicide. Which one? You be the judge. Okay? You pull up the stories, you be the judge. Okay? We're going to trust our enemies, really, to investigate? Their history does not deem that they can be trusted enough to investigate anything that regards black people, okay? Because we have a lot of, black men now that are being released after 28 and 30 and 40 years being in jail, and they find out that they didn't do it. Then guess what? The police officers that wrote those reports, the false reports, need to go to jail. The witnesses that came forth and said, oh, yeah, I seen him. Oh, yeah, now I changed my mind 30 years later. They need to go to jail, just like Emmett Till. If you are involved in that little boy died because that white woman lied. She should have been in jail. But see, this is why America's going through what it's going through right now, because of the injustice that you've done on black people, and you are failing to prosecute or give consequences to thug terrorists, racist thug terrorists, who are doing stuff that because they're white, they're getting away with. But if black folk did it, they would have been dead. Do you actually believe that black folk would have been able to get inside of a Capitol building? Do you believe that black folk would have been able to get across over a gate, run to the building, climb up a wall, go through the windows, come through the doors, do you actually believe that you wouldn't have a whole street load, boatload of bodies laying on the front lawn? Do you not believe? Do you think actually that we would have gotten as far being black as they did because they were white? Like Anthony, Brother Anthony showed us, we have two different Americas we're living in. And this is prime example. Look up the news. It'll show you. We have two Americas. We have laws that they have for us, and they don't have laws for white thugs that they're going to allow to get away with what happened at the Capitol building. They're going to allow them to get away with it. And if they do, come on back on the Inauguration Day, and they're going to do it again. Go ahead and let them get off for it. Go ahead and let them get off. Everybody you've seen, everybody's face that you see that passed, you mean to tell me nobody's going to take the hit for killing that police officer? Really? Nobody's going to be punished for killing, murdering that police, the Capitol Police. And they had guns, and nobody thought, well, they pulled their guns when one person got shot, but all those people, you just shot one? But if they were black people, all of them would have been dead. As many bullets you had in your gun, and they would have had a slew of National Guards would have been there. So you know you'd have seen bodies after bodies after bodies after bodies, because they wouldn't have thought twice. So tell me, why did they think twice when they were white, and they was being thugs, and they were being terrorists, and they was coming to kill? They had I seen them have the little handcuffing, the little rubber plastic handcuffs that they use, the police officers use. For you, I seen a handful. One man looked like a police officer to me. They had a whole handful of those. Where did he get those from? If he was not a police officer, you're not gonna tell me he wasn't a police officer. But he had a whole handful of those things. Okay. You're not gonna tell me that he was not a police officer. But they're gonna get away with this. They're gonna get away with it because they white, and I say so. That's the sad part about it. That's the sad part about it. They're going to get away with it because they're white. So they can do whatever they want in America, right? Thugs are running America, and they can get away with it. Why? Because they say so? Okay, go ahead. You do that. Okay? I talked about John A. Jones. We also had an Edward Crawford Jr. He was 27. And, of course, they said suicide. Okay? Edward shot, and nobody saw anything. Crawford was shot. That was the one that shot himself in the back of a car, okay, with the two witnesses. That was the one, Edward Crawford. So was it suicide or murder, you guys? Who were the two witnesses? Nobody knows. Where are the two witnesses? Nobody knows. How do I find the two witnesses? Nobody knows. So you mean to tell me I'm going to be in a car, and just because I'm black and I'm white and I say so, or black and I say so, or whatever, you come and tell me the police say, okay, what happened? Well, we were driving to the movies, and we were driving to get something to eat, and we looked back, and we heard a gunshot, and he was dead. That's literally what happened. They said he was in the back seat of a car, a moving car at that, so the people were driving. So you're not talking, you're not saying anything, you just got your head straight, you're in a car. Nobody is hearing this gun click. Nobody is hearing anything. Nobody is hearing a chamber of a gun being rattled. Nobody is hearing anything. So all of a sudden, you hear a shot. All of a sudden, you hear shots. Murder or suicide, family? Which one? Murder or suicide? The witnesses say they were seated in the front seat. I'm just saying. But we still don't know who the witnesses were. They friends, family, foes? Who were they? We don't know. Breonna Taylor, let's talk about the two. So far, it's two. Now, we've had plenty of Breonna Taylor activists, right? We have plenty of them. Okay, we had Hamza Travis Nagdi. Okay, he was 21, and he was found shot, no suspect. Now we all know the Louisville Police Department. Okay, who brought charges up on our brother Grandmaster? Okay, Jay, NFAC. We know that how crooked they are, right? Okay, so we're gonna believe them because I say so, and I'm white. And we had a Chris Smith that's 42. Okay. We don't even know how Chris died. We don't even know how. We just know they were both shot. No witnesses. That's what they said. That's what they told us, and we're to believe it, right? Okay. And then let's talk about now. These were like days apart, like blocks apart, okay? days apart. Then you had a 19-year-old. Let's talk about 19-year-old, Salva, okay? And there was a 75-year-old woman with her. And 75 woman's name was Victoria Sims. Now, Salva. Okay, she was 19. And she had just talked about being assaulted by Aaron Glee, who was 49, who raped her. And they said that he molested her, but raped. She's 19. Ain't no molesting. He raped her, okay? And they did arrest him, Aaron Glee, 49, and they charged him with rape. But her and Victoria Sims came up missing, and they were found on his property. Not in his property. They were found on his property. So we don't know if they were buried or where they found them. We have no idea. But I just want us to understand, you're not going to sit up here and tell me, and there's plenty more where that came from. Sandra Bland, okay, died in a jail cell. You mean a suicide. Remember, it was suicide, but come find out, she was dead. If you looked at the video, that girl was dead when he took her out of his car. So where did he take her? How long before the time when he stopped her and the time he took her to the police station? Did they stop anywhere in between? Where did he take her in between there? Okay, so a lot of questions, okay? You have one activist. She was beautiful, and I think she was probably 19 or 20, and this was maybe about 2 years ago. She was found missing, and well, She was missing, and they found her body in a river, okay? I really don't know. I don't remember her name. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could find that young woman. But they found her, and she was an activist, okay? And she was found dead, okay? So this is how they deal with white America deals with black people that want to fight against injustice. They end up dead or in jail, okay? A lot of times it's easier to just kill them because they're getting away with it, because all we have to do is say a suicide, because, you know, black folk killing themselves anyway. They kill each other, then they're killing themselves anyway. You know, we are known for black deaths. We're known for murder. We're known for suicide. We just, you know, the news just, you know, make us look terrible all the way around. It's never about them. It's always about us, right? It's never about anything. It's never about them, okay? But my thing is, it's time for us to get it together and understand that it's not just suicide. You're not going to tell me that all of these people committed suicide. But white folks don't have to be truthful. They can tell black folk anything and think we believe it. We're dumb enough to believe that these people murdered themselves. These people just died, you know, they just got tired of living, you know, and they were just, you know, okay, it's time to go, and we just go hang ourselves in the backyard of my mother's house. Now, you know better than that. If you're going to kill yourself, why would you go to the backyard of your mother's house with Donye Jones? He was 24, okay, and I you're not going to tell me, because I've talked to his mom, and that's, no, he was just getting ready to start his own business. He was very excited about that. So you're not going to tell me Donye killed himself. He's 24. So you murder him and put his body in the back of his house on a tree for his mom to find him, and you're going to say it's suicide, and you want us as black people to believe it. I'm not buying it. And thank God those two officers finally got arrested. No, they didn't get arrested. I do apologize. They got fired. But when are we going to bring police officers up on charges? When are they going to get jail time? Those officers should have gotten jail time and not fired. And I hope Breonna Mom is doing a lawsuit against them. You know, a personal lawsuit against those two officers that murdered her daughter, because they committed murder. And in this country, because you're white, and if you're working on the police force, anything goes. Even when you're acting like a thug sheriff, you can get away with murder. And I tell my foreigners, I said, anybody, and a lot of Africans, I said, if you're coming to America, and you only have to tell black people that, because they're not murdering any Mexicans. They're not murdering anybody else but black people. So what you tell them is enter at your own risk. If you're coming to America, you enter at your own risk, because it's not guarantee that you'll make it out. It's not a guarantee that you'll make it home alive. You might make it home, but you might make it home in a body bag. Okay, that's the sad part about it. So, no, you are not going to tell me that the very people that vowed to support us or protect us, who's murdering us, our unarmed babies, who's participating in a Trump riot, who broke into a Capitol building and allowed their friends to come in, and who was acting and have been infiltrated and calling themselves police, but we know it's the Proud Boys, you're not going to tell us that they're not murdering us. You're not going to tell us that it's suicide. You're not going to tell us that, oh, we found a body hanging outside of his motel room, but it's suicide. You're not going to tell me that. I'm not buying it. We're not buying the lies. We're not believing hype. How about that? We're not going to believe the hype. We're not going to believe the hype. It's time for truth, and it's time for America to come true to being who they really are. And it just behooves me, because I have, you know, a new Christian white evangelical, and he's a pastor, and I've gotten on him several times, and I said, you're black people in your church, and you are a Trump supporter. But that speaks volumes. I don't know if it speaks volumes to him, but it speaks volumes to me. And he was a sold-out Trump supporter, white evangelical who had black folks under him. So do you really care about those black folks? Do you really care about those black people, or do you just want their black money? I'm just saying. I digress, family. I'm going to tell you again, stand down. If they're getting ready to do some things on Washington December 20th or whatever, or December, Lord have mercy. My mind is all, woo, I got so much on my mind today. January 20th, if they're going to invade or they're going to go to the Capitol buildings, you stand back and let them devils kill themselves. Let them have at each other. You get out the way, because if you're there and you die, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say nothing else, because usually I had enough common sense to love yourself enough to let them devils fight against themselves. If they want to kill each other because they want their country back, it's not even their country. How can you take something back that was never yours? They came from the damn Caucasus Mountains. They came from what? Caucasus Mountains. They came from the winter places. They didn't come from America. Caucasus Mountain was what? In Russia. Wherever, okay, Caucasus now, let's look it up. Where did they come from? This country was black before they got here. You stole it from the Indians, the indigenous people, okay? You stole it from the Indians. And how you going to steal something and call it yours? It'll never be yours. I cannot take a car from somebody, pass it down to my child, and call it mine. And that's exactly what white folk have done. They control country, stole it from somebody else, now they want to call it my country. How in the world can it be yours? You stole it from somebody else. Something that you stole from somebody else can never be yours. So I wish they would quit calling it theirs. Go back to the Caucasus Mountains, that's where you came from, and call those mountains yours, because that's the only thing you owned ever. You don't own America. We owned it. We built it. And now you're trying to call it yours. It's not yours. It was never yours. You can't steal a ball and pass it down to another generation. And, hey, this is my ball. No, you stole it from somebody. It still belongs to the Indians that you killed and murdered. Then on Thanksgiving Day, you celebrate it. And we as black folks celebrate with you. Make it make sense, America. Make it make sense, black folks. Make it make sense, family. It makes no sense to me. I'm just saying. So, with that said, do we call it murder or suicide? We need to look more into those deaths. And because they're black people, they're not going to. This is why we need our own investigative team. This is why we need our own investigative team. And I know we have people on here that's their field. That's what they do. Why not establish your own investigative team nationwide? And this is how we can do it. I don't just tell you what to do. I tell you how to do it. Nationwide, you get some lawyers together, and some need to work on Bono cases, okay? Just for instance, if you are here, you come up with a foundation, and you hire lawyers in Louisville, Kentucky, you hire lawyers in St. Louis, Missouri. You hire lawyers there that can work on Bono, that can help you investigate, send out some paralegals to find out what really happened to Darren Seals, what really happened to
DeAndre Joshua, what really happened to Joshua Brown? What really happened to Edward Crawford? What really happened to Danye Jones? What really happened to, where's my other young man here, Bassem Masari? Okay, that was his name. What really happened to them? What really happened to Michael Brown? What really happened? That's what we need. We need our own investigative team. And that's how you can do it. You hire lawyers, and the families will pay you when they get paid by the state, because you'll file lawsuits. These attorneys will file lawsuits against the state, okay? Because first we need to find out what happened. Then when they file lawsuits against the state, and guess what? You'll get your money. When the family sues the state, you get your money that way. And it's not going to just be a couple pennies. I'm just showing you a way of how we can have our own businesses and how we can establish our own FBI, Foundational Black Investigatory Foundation or something. I'm just saying, we can call it whatever you want to call it. Black Americans or black folks investigating white folks. I don't care what you call it. Just call it something. But we have to do something different. Roberto, welcome. Everything eventually is back to white supremacists. You are so right, brother. You are so freaking right. But guess what? We have to actively put this racism in their face. We have to expose the white supremacy. We have to expose this whole notion of just sweeping stuff under the carpet. We've swept stuff under the carpet long enough. So we put it in their face. We make them deal with this. Right here, this capital thing, this right here, black folk, we make them deal with it. We make them call it what it is, terrorism. These white folks are terrorists who were climbing a dang on Capitol building, who got over the fence, who was let in by police officers or imposters, 3%ers imposing as police officers. I'm just saying. We make them pay. We find out every 3%er that's on the police force, because guess what? Half of them had on masks. They had a badge on, 3%ers. We can find out who they are if we really wanted to, and we arrest them, and we defund and dismantle the police, and guess what? We tear it down, and we rebuild it from the foundation up. And we don't build it on what it was built on before. It was built, the police, for real, you guys know that they came from slave catchers, right? They have the same job description, just a different name. But they started from slave catchers. Look it up. Look it up. I don't need to lie. Look up the foundation of police officers and see where they came from. They came from slave catchers, okay? And we're not going to rebuild it on that foundation. We're going to have some women on there, and we're going to have a basis of across the board. Laws need to be across the board. If you do a crime in Arizona, and you do it another crime, if you're white or black in Memphis, and then you do it in California, across the board, the same crime, you get the same time. You don't get one time because you have crack, one time because you have cocaine. No, drugs is drugs. And the opiates, you're not even punishing them. You built a facility for them. So why did they get a facility when drugs was pushed into our neighborhood, and drugs was we found drugs and they sold drugs into our neighborhood? They planted drugs in our neighborhood, and it's a known fact that Reagan did it. Okay, it's a known fact. Look it up. The CIA did it. Look it up to do what? To finance that the war that they had in Iraq. Okay. Was it the Iraqi war? Okay, to finance the war, look it up. Everything I say, look it up. I don't want you to take my word for nothing. Look it up. Look it up. Get educated. They did the drugs. They financed the war by the drugs. Then they sent them men to jail and gave them, some are still there. 30, 40 years later, they're still there. Biden wrote a law. Got life for a small amount of drugs. Nonviolent crime got life. But then you got white folk like Amber Geiger at 10 years who murdered a man in his home and said, oh, I thought this was my house. How in the hell you kill somebody thinking it's your house? I could walk up my house and know if it's mine or not. You mean to tell me you can't walk in your house and not know it's yours? Really? Give me a break. The man got a bowl of ice cream in his hand. You think it's your house. How is it your house with a bowl of ice cream? He getting his shorts. He watching the game. That's what happened to Botham Jean sitting on the couch, watching the game, eating a bowl of ice cream, and he died in his own home.
and she got 10 years. Really? Why didn't she give more time than that? Because if it had been me, and I would have walked in Amber Guy's house, and I was a priest, I would have got time, right? Okay. What about the black guy that shot that little white boy in his father's car? He was in the back seat. The police officers didn't even know the little boy was there. The father was trying to actually run them over. They shot into the car and got 20 years, 40 years. Both of them got, one guy got 20 years, the other got 20 years. So a total of 40 years. Yes. Financial one, yes, DeGagua. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Roberto. Thank you. I'm just saying. They dropped drugs in our neighborhood and then gave our men life sentences for crack, for marijuana. They gave them life sentences for nonviolent crimes. But here you have white folks murdering black people on the police field, of course. Jacob got shot in his back, who was no threat, 7 times, crippled, 7 times. 2 teens driving in their car, making a right-hand turn. Police is on the left-hand side of the street. He shoots in the car. He walks. But then 2 police officers did the same thing. The police officer killed both of those teens, as a matter of fact. Okay, you have another police officer who's a white guy. He's driving the car. His son's in the back seat. He's putting his son's life at risk. Is heading his car toward 2 officers. The officers fire at him to stop the car, kill the son. No charges filed against the father who put his son's life in jeopardy, but the 2 officers, black, go to jail for 20 years. I'm just saying. Where's the Somalian in Minnesota or Denver? Which one? Roberto, help me out. Roberto, help me out. He was the Somalian, black guy. He shot, I think she's Denver, if I'm not mistaken, Denver or Minnesota, one of them. The lady called for, they said somebody was being raped or robbed in her alley. She comes outside. Why? I have no idea. She comes outside, I guess startles the officers, the Somalian, shoots her, kills her. She's from Australia, if I'm not mistaken. She dies. He gets 12 years. Her family gets $20 million, the biggest settlement ever. The biggest settlement ever. Why does her family get $20 million when black families only get between what? The highest was Brianna was 12. But other than that, they've gotten what? 500,000? 700,000? Maybe one case got $1 million. I'm just saying. But her family got $20 million. I'm just saying. Yes. You are awesome. Thank you. I'm just saying. She got 12 years. White officers who shoot black people unarmed get nothing. No charges. Why? But this is the America we live in. This is the America now who has allowed white folks to run up a building, a Capitol building, to try to throw their own government. But they're not calling them what they are, and they're terrorists. That's what they are. And you have police officers that stood there that moved out of the way, to move the barriers, because I saw it, national TV, the one officer opened the barriers, he moved aside and let the protesters, the rioters, excuse me, rioters, let's call them what they are, the terrorists, in. Did he not? He should be charged. Every officer that you see opening a door that allowed them to come into the Capitol building should be charged, and they should be getting 25 years, period. I'm just saying. But guess what? Your senators will probably, they're trying to do something about that, but are they really going to? Even though they came to kill them. Even though they had the little wrap, the arm wraps, right? They had little plastic things that you wrap your arms around, right? They was to hold somebody captive. They had tape, and they had them arm things, didn't they? They couldn't find them. That's the only reason. But why? Well, who gave them the plan? And that's what we need to find out. Who gave them the plan to know where Nancy Pelosi's office is? Because if I go to Capitol Building, I would know which way to turn. Would you? Who gave them the plans to find out where Nancy Pelosi and some of them other senators' office was? Who gave them the plan? That's what I need to know. But I didn't want to be here all day. I wasn't going to be on here all day and all night. I just want you guys to bring some things to your attention. Like I said, we need our own investigative team because we got a whole lot of stuff that's going, is getting hid under the rug, getting pushed under the rug because we are trusting our enemies who we know don't like us. We know they. We know that we. What the word say? The word say they have a perpetual hatred for us. We don't care. We don't care. So what? We don't let them nothing validate us. We know who we are. They don't validate us. Them dummies don't validate nothing. That's right. Sure didn't. Yep, he got left in. They had nothing to say. And then his partner his partner testified against him, didn't he? Muhammad's partner testified against him. Yes, he did. I remember that. But guess what? When white folks do it, when white police officers, they got they back. They got they back, but then let black folk do it. Keep telling you, you got two different Americas. You got one for them and one for us. So let's make it like that. Let's divide it down, and black folk have their president. We have our president, and white folk have theirs. Because this mixed and mingling integration, it ain't working for us. It has never worked for us. I don't even know why we came back together with them. And I'm not being racist. I'm being real. I'm talking real fact here. Because guess what? We go up against them, we come out with the shorter stick. They come up against us, they win. What the hell is that? When are we going to get it together? When are we going to actually separate? And I do believe that we need to have our own everything down the middle, our own schools. Let me ask y'all a question, and then I'm going to go because I'm not going to be on here. I have some things I need to do. Do you see Jews allowing the Germans, who hated them, who put their behinds in gas chambers, right? Probably not 6 million like they say. It probably was more like 1 million. But, you know, they always got to lie about their stuff. Do you see them allowing the Germans to educate their children? Why do we as black people allow our enemies to educate ours? Tell me that. That wouldn't happen. My granddaughter, Muslim school. I'm sorry. You're not getting your hands on my baby. I'm just saying. I digress. Anytime you allow your enemies to educate your children, are they going to get the best education? Nope, they're going to tell your children how nothing they are, and then tell your children how nothing they are, our children, and they're going to tell them how great they are. White people are going to teach our children how nothing our children are and how great theirs are. And that's what they've done. This is what you see in our education system. And parents, black parents, I don't blame anybody but us because we know and we see things that need to change, and we won't change it for whatever reason. I don't know. We just got this Stockholm Syndrome thing bad. I'm serious. Some black folk are woke, but the 10% is trying to help the 90% wake up. But the 90% fight the 10% because they want to stay asleep. But my thing is, God said two-thirds will die. And in this situation right here, you're going to see black folk dying, especially when you want to hang out with white folk that don't like you. Because the first thing they're going to do is say, oh, you was there, you did it, we're going to put all the blame on you, Black Lives Matter. And then they're going to label you Black Lives Matter. When it's not part of Black Lives Matter, nothing. I don't even stand for Black Lives Matter because I know what it stands for. And it has nothing to do with straight black men. It has nothing to do with black people, period. It's all for the transgender, period. Transgender, that's who lives matter. That's all it's about. But you go on their website and see what they're about. And they're not standing for black people as a whole. Because if you're gay first, then you're black. But you can't change being black. So you should be black first, then transgender or whatever else it is. I'm just saying. I digress. But you guys, I hope I gave you a little bit to think about. Like and share. Subscribe, you guys. Like and share and hit that subscribe button so we can, trying to get the likes up and trying to get our videos out there a little bit more. I think, you know what, I talk about some subjects that a lot of people aren't ready for, and I know that, and it's okay because I'm not going to stop. But I want you guys to help me to get the message out there, to get it out there, and to it's time to deal with some things, and I want you guys to help me with it. Can't do it without you, okay? So with that said, I want you guys to have a good one. I hope I've put some things on your mind. I hope I've helped you to recognize and realize that some things need to change, and I'm going to be here probably – hopefully every Tuesday, 11:30, between 11:30 and 12, trying to be more consistent. But sometimes my schedule changes, and when my schedule changes, I change. Can't help that, okay? But with that said, peace, family. I want you guys to take care of yourself. I want you guys to think about it. I'm trying not to make the live so long because I know people be like, oh, my God. But I just want to say what we have to say and get on out, okay? Peace, family. Take care. All righty, Blog Talk. I hope you're still here with me. Thank you for participating.
kind of just in time, didn't it? Dang. I don't know what happened.